My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammer, Davin and his new scammer, Han, get to know each other a little bit better. So listen and enjoy.
She goes, I see you have really bright prospect, and I like your outlook on life. It really means a lot to me. So tell me, what do you think of relationships? I really want to know about your past relationship. Have you ever met anyone off the internet? What was it like? Oh, honey. Oh, honey. You'll see.
Fucking iHeart clips.
Yeah. Are you familiar with iHeart Radio? Are you familiar with Davin Comedy?
Yeah, just put that in there. You'll see our experience.
Yeah, I mean, many a woman on the internet. I must say, it does not go the way they planned.
Yeah. Oh, there's plenty of experience. You'll see a general. You'll see a bird that's a drone. You'll see a lonely man with a cat. You'll see all sorts of things.
Sure. I go, wow, we're moving fast, LOL. How long till the first date? She goes, do you mean you haven't been in a relationship? I don't know where she got that from.
You know what, though? You're greasing the wheels on this, though, you know?
What do you mean?
What was the last paragraph that you wrote, that one you're in?
I go, wow, we're moving fast, LOL. How long till the first date?
Right, and it's kind of like you're not playing coy. You're kind of goading her.
Well, she just said she's looking for a relationship.
Yeah, like I said, so instead of being cautious or coy, You go, well, how long till the first day? You know, you're putting it right out there. I mean, she's laying her cards out. You're putting your cards right out there to try to bring her in.
I put LOL.
LOL is fine. It softens what you're trying to do, but still the intent is there.
She goes, do you mean you haven't been in a relationship? I go, of course I've been in relationships. Do I look so ugly that no one else would have me? Don't you answer. Oh, by the way, her name is Han, and then it's Win, but it's like a real Asian name. Usually, a lot of the times, I get these people with two first names. So this is a little bit different right here.
Yeah.
So she goes, LOL, never said so. She goes, do you have children, and what's your present relationship status? I go, but you did not say I am not so ugly. And then I put like one of those emojis where your tongue's sticking out and you're winking.
Right, and the funny thing about that is you could go to her next question, but no, you're going to sit there and beat that. You're going to beat that dead horse as hard as you can. You're not moving on from that first question.
Well, in that way, fake Davin is similar to real Davin and Larry David.
Yeah.
She goes, smile funny, and then she puts a smiley face. I go, and true. I go, are you? I see you were following only men, trying to find Mr. Right. She goes, well, I carry on my business with some of my on my following. I have diverse background. My mom, M-U-M, again, that's not an American way to say mom. My mom from New York, while my dad from Canada. Again, not really a Canadian way to say mom either. She goes, I'm the only child of my parent. Again, that's not an American would say I'm an only child, not the only child of my parent. We didn't think you meant of a Petri dish.
Yeah, well, you think you were hatched?
Yeah. I grew up mainly in Canada, cuz, C-O-S, again, not an American way to say it, lowercase I had to go there and live with my aunt, that's capitalized, after my dad's death, which is lowercase, and mom got to marry to another man. I came down to New York, cuz, C-O-S, I had a job offer, more so to stay with my grandma to work, no, not grandma, excuse me, groundma, because you get an air ma and a groundma. Before she passed away early this year, and moreover, I had to have a change of environment from my aunt, who's deeply in drugs and alcohol, because I live my life through the word of God. Of course you do. My goals and dreams is to have a successful career and to live a good life and maybe meet someone that believes in unconditional love, because I'm going to fuck you. Sure, that can't be complete without honest husband. Someone who know the true meaning of what we call a family. It's really something I've always dreamt, D-R-E-A-M-T, of, and I'm really working hard towards that direction, hope. So she's trying to lure me in that she's a good person, as scammers are wont to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a hard sell sometimes.
It most certainly is. I'm a little jaded, Joe. I'm not as innocent as I used to be.
You poor thing. You've had a rough life.
I have. I go, sounds lovely. Tell me more about yourself, she says. I go, what do you want to know? She goes, everything I need to know about you in order to take your money.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.